Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground right here on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, and Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. And remember, we also have a stream on our website. If you go to kntrtalk.com, there's a little button at the top that says Listen Live for if your radio ever does not want to work. A quick shout out to our sponsor. Sorry, a quick thank you to our sponsors, Blondie Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Training Company, Parker's Collision Center, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners, and Bullhead Vape Shop. Thank you for making this show possible to bring to you. You can text in 928-727-5566, or you can call at 928-854-5687. Let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio. And we'd like to thank our co-creator, Red Bull Ronnie, our operations manager, Paul Lavoie, and here are your co-hosts, Melissa Lucas and Jim Chaney.
Good morning, Marissa. Thank you. And we have a guest today, Bonnie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are going to start with talking about Trump's new the deal that he's got proposed, up to the latest what's happening in Iran. So the new deal that, Jim, are you familiar with it? You know what's going
the
on?
The nude deal?
Memorial Day is over. The channel is now back to normal. Focus.
Okay.
Okay. So ceasefire to end
hostilities. Heard what I heard. You heard what I heard, didn't you? You
just,
at home, text us. Did you hear what I heard? My hearing is a little rough.
Yeah, that's true. You should text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. Trump's got the Republicans and the Democrats all in an uproar about this deal, proposed deal that he says is negotiable. And it is about, it's the ceasefire, which is a pretty fragile. We're on a ceasefire still, but it's pretty fragile, and opening the Strait of Hormuz and the, throttling them on their nuclear stuff. A lot of critics are saying that it's worse than the deal that Obama had with Iran. Your thoughts?
First of all, Trump keeps saying it's like something Lincoln used to say. How can they say my position is wrong when my position is not to have a position? He says, they don't know what's in the deal. But then he kind of says things, and it starts to sound, and yes, I'm going to admit, it could be worse than the Obama deal. And I hope he doesn't go down that path. But the problem is you got to go down a path when you deal with people who are irreasonable. You have a ceasefire, and late last night, headlines, boom, they're throwing mines out in the Strait of Hormuz. That's not a part of a ceasefire.
Nope.
And that's just leaving dumb bombs in the water waiting to cause a problem.
That's scary. Yeah, that's not good. I don't see it as being a better deal than Obama had either.
Well, what deal do you see? What deal... Let's throw it to you. What deal do you see? Because I'm not sure he's really exposing that much of a deal.
Like being transparent with the public and saying exactly what it is?
Yeah.
Well, the key elements are ceasefire and to end hostilities, which is a 60-day ceasefire extension to halt fighting in Iran, which possibly related conflicts with Lebanon, so it might expand a little bit. The Strait of Hormuz, reopening the strait, which is critical for global oil shipping, which California is about to run out of gas in 6 weeks, I think, is what they said they have left.
What?
California, it was on the news this morning, they're going to run out of gas in 6 weeks or something.
Why?
Because they don't have enough. They can't, I don't know.
They've got the refineries.
Prices are going to go even higher in 6 weeks.
Down.
He said that they're going to go even higher because that's what's going to happen is, well, not really run out of gas, but right now the gas price, as of this morning, median price was $6.14 a gallon in California. And it's going to, within the next 6 weeks, increase a lot.
Yikes.
So then that's a big problem with us right here, right next door. You know, what's going to happen here in Nevada and Arizona?
They're going to start taking from us just like they do the water.
And then what do you call that with basic economics, supply and demand? So what's that going to do to our prices?
Go up.
Right. Yep. Basic economics 101.
How is it that California, there's been a couple of refinery problems, but how is California running out of gas?
Who
made this up?
The refineries. on the break, I will find that news clip that I watched this morning. It was just today, before I came to the show. My husband had it on in the background, and he was like, oh, my gosh, look, California's going to run out of gas in 6 weeks. And that's what they were talking about was the crisis with the gas stuff. But that wasn't the focus of the show today, so I was more on the Trump deal and the data centers. So I didn't really go down that rabbit hole, but I can. And I encourage the listeners to look that up because all you have to do is drive to Needles and look at the Chevron station.
That's not fair. I mean, Needles is the very edge of California, and they will always be, like, higher no matter what.
Okay, Barstow. Or whatever.
There you go.
Either way, their medium price is $6.14 as of this morning per gallon.
But in fairness, and having just driven through Needles, it's a lot more expensive in Needles than Barstow, and I was in Barstow this week.
That's what Bonnie just said, yeah.
But in total fairness, you come right across the river and you go to the Tahalpo, which the guy behind the counter told me, that's how you say that. It's
the
not
what?
Thalpo, it's Tahalpo.
Tahalpo?
It's the gas station. It's the Indian gas station right across the bridge, across from the Arco. Okay? And their prices are so much cheaper than Needles, but yet Barstow is cheaper than Needles. But forget taking the Indian taxes out of it. If you go up to Bullhead City, we're a whole lot cheaper than Needles.
Isn't Bullhead a different state than
Where's
Needles?
Where's the gas come from? Yes. And that's the point. It's the state of California doing this to California.
Right. It's the refineries that's a problem.
It's the state that has put the taxes on the people of California.
And then what about the refineries not being allowed to, being overregulated?
Go
ahead. My thought was the other day I read a post and that Gavin, the wonderful governor of the beautiful state of California, had asked people not to buy gas from Chevron because Chevron.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yes.
Yep.
But that's like saying don't buy burgers from McDonald's.
Exactly.
That's not nice. You can't do that.
I agree.
Well, and then when it comes time for him to campaign and get money from the oil company.
He's not getting it from Chevron.
Why would he do that, though? That's weird.
Well, his point was is that Chevron is more expensive than Arco.
Well, yeah, because they have the fancy gas, right? They have with Techron. I saw their commercials. They're spending it on commercials and media and stuff. They're a business.
The little magic that they put in. Techron.
They also have a sign at their gas stations, a lot of their gas stations, that say it's the fault of California that your gas prices are so high.
Well, I don't know.
You can go to a gas station, actually the Arco, at Brookhurst and Ellis in Fountain Valley, California, and they have the layout on the, I don't know if they do this at all Arcos down there, but they lay out right on the pump the taxes that you're paying per gallon. And it's all this state stuff. Not too long ago,
well,
the price of gas
in here too. I've seen
Do they?
Yeah. I've seen it at a few gas stations here.
I've seen the one with the Biden sticker that says I did that, pointing to the gas price.
Yeah.
And now they have Trump stickers
saying
I did that. I saw a Trump sticker just the other day.
What comes around goes around. I can accept that.
Mm-hmm. Some people can't.
Yeah, it's a thing now. Anyway, where were we?
A lot of our gas in Arizona comes from Utah.
Uh-oh. Don't get me started on Utah, because we're going to go down on Utah a little bit about the data centers there.
That's a whole nother rabbit hole.
That's for our next break. We definitely will hit that. But the Trump deal, I mean, this is big news. This is on the table. You know, are we going to end this? Is this war going to end soon? Is it an endless war? Is there an end in sight?
All wars are endless.
It feels like it.
Because once they end, they're still not ended, because people have been terrorized and emotionally traumatized from all the wars.
Yeah.
So they never end.
That's a fair point.
That is a fair point. It feels so out of control as the average American. I don't like that feeling of not having any control over what's happening with our nation, and that's really what it feels like. It's like it's out of control.
Right.
And Trump is, he's just doing whatever he wants, it feels like, and mm-hmm.
Well,
scary.
You can't let people that are unreasonable, that want to kill you, and it's in their holy book that they are out to destroy the infidels, and that's
so with that
you
philosophy,
and me.
Then what's the point in trying to have a deal with them? And what
that's something that is concerning me, that you're making a deal with the devil.
And when do
they
you
say they're Allah, they're God?
Right.
But
you're making a deal with the devil. So it is. It I believe we're at the point now where it is good versus evil. It is just absolutely.
Well, we've always been at that point. We just don't recognize it. Something I really brings that to mind when they talk about a political elections. And you have to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to forget that when you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil. It's
just
less
true.
Than.
That's so true. And here we are, we the people, you know, working our butts off, putting all of our money into our taxes, and then watching that money just get stolen and squandered and spent in ways that we don't want to spend it, and other people getting hurt and killed.
But in California, they don't care if it's stolen.
California
and
is
Minnesota.
Just,
they don't care in Minnesota or California if it's stolen.
It's just on fire.
$1 billion.
It's just dumpster fire, man.
$1 billion missing? Who cares?
Let's just, rehire somebody else. So that happened in Oregon with ODOT. The big dude funneled a bunch of money and then he stepped down. And that was it. Just the money's just gone and he gets to go away. The governor doesn't do anything about it.
That's
happening all over.
It has to be very frustrating for a normal citizen to just sit there and watch.
Isn't it? Because
yes.
That's, I mean, I'm a normal citizen and I'm watching it, and I don't like any of it.
Well, you know, let's go on the Iran thing. We're trying to make a deal. You've got a ceasefire, and then they're throwing mines out there.
Right. This morning.
This morning. So they take out those guys doing the mining. And it's not the kind of mining we do along the river here, folks. It's mining with explosives in the bay. And so we take out those people, and is that just the type of limited measure we just have to keep doing again and again and again and again?
I don't
because
know.
Because these whack jobs.
Sounds like the perfect song for our to cut to our break. All right, we'll be back right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free, Common Ground.
All right, welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. We want to thank our sponsors for making the show possible to bring to you. Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware.
why not grab yourself a shiny new Boom Boom stick today? That's right, folks. Now with their brand new federal firearm license, it's your all-in-one mecca of paint, auto, hardware, and Second Amendment glory. GoldenValleyHardware.com, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals. It's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. Off Northern Avenue in Kingman. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at MartinSwanneeChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive. And before I hand it back over to you, Melissa, just want to remind our listeners to call or text in. Our text line is 928-727-5566. 928-727-5566. Or you can call in at 928-854-5687.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. And I did, during the break, I looked it up to fact check myself, and it was CBSLA that ran that story about California running out of gas. So not that they're necessarily going to run completely out. It's just that the prices are going to make it so high that people will not be purchasing it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's what Newsom has wanted all along.
Yes. I don't know what Newsom wants. He's just so...
They're pumping their own gas out of the ground. They've got the refineries. There's been
there's gas
an explosion
everywhere along California. That's the thing, is that we have so much oil. I guess there's not gas everywhere. There's oil that we have
in
California.
Well, and they turn it into gas at the refineries in Long Beach.
But if the refineries are over-regulated and they're not able...
Or they blow up.
Is that what...
That's happened.
Oh, no.
It happens occasionally.
Maybe this idea of the gas prices going so high is so that you can choose to not smoke cigarettes. So instead of paying for a pack of cigarettes, then it's his evil plan to get people to stop smoking cigarettes. Because you can't afford the cigarettes anymore, so you have to pay for a gallon of gas.
Could you tilt your mic down a little?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Well,
yeah.
But it's kind of the same theory, and
what are you going
to
choose?
Obama said it himself, too. He wanted the price of gas to go out the roof in order to force people to stop using gas cars.
I remember hearing that.
And that's why they've done this in California. And now they're pointing fingers. And here's the part that makes me angry. Now they're pointing. They've been doing this to themselves for years. Obama supported it. Newsom has supported it. And now that we have a little spike for a short period of time, and I can see on your face, Melissa, that this... I know this is stressing you out. You
Extremely.
Have your business.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Democrats have been doing this to Californians and Americans for years. And we're trying to get to the finish line on this deal with Iran and basically get them to a point where they understand they're not going to threaten us. They're not going to be able to do these things. Let the communication with Iran happened. For example, these guys go out last night, and they're throwing these mines. We have a ceasefire. They're throwing mines out there. We killed them. They're breaking the ceasefire by doing the mining. We catch them doing the mining. Poof, they're gone. They disappear. You know, I think back at the dock, at the yard, there's a couple of guys going, have you seen Ahmad today?
No.
He went out last night to lay mines in the... Have you seen him? Well, I didn't see Ahmad either. Well, why is it every time we go out in these boats, our guys, well, I haven't seen him. Has his wife seen him? No, they're gone. They're going to figure out we're going to kill as many of them as we need to stop this. And it's really about the only way to do it, because they're not going to stop.
Well, it's hard to make a deal with the devil. I suppose. Negotiate with people that don't want to negotiate.
They don't want to negotiate. It's their plan.
And are we too deep in to just pull out?
So one of the hard things about negotiating with people is when they don't want to negotiate, and then the other side thinks that nobody wants to negotiate, so nobody wants to negotiate, and they don't talk. It is all about trying to find that common ground and trying to open up doors when doors don't seem to want to be open. Unfortunately, I don't think enough people, and I know I'm incorrect on some of the thoughts, but people don't seem to want, on either side, don't want to talk enough to each other. They want to point fingers more. It's easier to, oh, they don't want to talk, so we can't talk. But the other side saying the same thing. Oh, they don't want to talk, so we don't want to talk. And how you were blaming Democrats for everything, but in reality, part of it, whether we like it or not, with the whole capitalism thing, which I love capitalism, but the whole point of capitalism is to take advantage on some of it, like in order to make a profit, you have to have certain things going on. So if some of the things that the Democrats are doing nowadays help to profit capitalism, people may be happy with that.
Now, Bonnie, I don't think I blame Democrats for everything. I blame them for high prices in California. Because they are doing it, and that's what they've done, and
yes.
They will continue
yes.
to do. And now they're pointing the fingers at Republicans.
Yes. But,
okay, you got a couple, you got what now, 6 weeks of high gas prices that were affected by a Republican in the office compared to the last decades?
He's still making a lot of bad decisions recently, though.
Yeah, I kind of have a unique perspective. You know, I'm on an airplane twice a week. And my airplane tickets went from $23 each to $150 each in the last 6 months.
We do have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to Common Ground.
Yeah. Hey, I got a comment on the Iran thing. It would have been a lot more palatable if President Trump would have done what the Nixon administration did in response to the 73 oil embargo, which he banned exports of oil. They should have flooded the U.S. temporarily here, kept our prices down. It would have been a lot more palatable. The person who brought it back, because I had to research it, onto the world market was Obama. So we're paying higher prices. If they would have just cut the oil exports temporarily, which he can do, the tariffs, he can't put a tax, that's Congress, but he can regulate and cut things, and he should have just cut the oil exports temporarily and flooded the market and kept everybody happy. Now he's going to lose the midterms, and he's going to dance like a cat when they keep trying to impeach him.
So I got a question for you, caller.
Yeah.
So isn't that like when Venezuela, when we kidnapped their president or whatever, and they gave us a bunch of oil, isn't that what's supposed to happen? Wasn't that oil supposed to be given to us, we the people, and flood the market and help our prices?
But what happened was with Drill Baby Drill, and we cut exports. I don't care about Venezuela. That was some small little thing, whatever. I don't know, but if he would have cut the oil exports, flooded the market here, and kept our prices down, it would have been a lot more palatable to the American people and would have been a lot more fair.
Right.
Okay, first of all, we didn't kidnap the Venezuelan.
What did we removed him?
We removed him from power.
With force.
He was arrested.
Yes.
Using laws. And you, it's not like they, you know, it's to call it a kidnapping is wrong.
Well,
and it's not going to, and caller, I feel like where you were going with your statements is, one of the reasons to go down there and take them out and get them back in the game producing oil is that but it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 2 weeks.
I'm not talking about going down and getting their oil. We have enough oil here. If he would have cut our exports and kept it in country, like Nixon administration did in response to the 73 oil embargo, then we would have been a lot more palatable. People wouldn't, you know, where are we at now? People are unhappy.
What did
they
you find?
They support the war, but they're unhappy about the way he did it.
What did you find as to where our oil was being exported to?
It's a global market. They export it everywhere.
Is it China?
Everywhere.
And I'm asking.
I didn't check where it was. I'll admit that. But when I listened to the guy on the radio, he was very well versed. He worked for the government in oil and energy here. And he said, boy, you know, we cut the exports back then. We should have just did it temporary.
That's a really good idea. Why?
And most people haven't thought. When I listened to this guy, I had to go do a little research on my own. But he was right. You can look it up. The funny thing is, I looked again 2 weeks later, and Google AI tried to divert me to something else, and I had to ask a very specific question to get the same answer.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, check it out yourself, but that's what they did in response to the oil embargo, and they kept the oil here.
America first. That's what, I mean,
yeah.
Right? That's
yeah.
It's basic. This we go right back to basic freshman economics.
Yeah, and I'm a Trump
supporter. Why are we exporting it? Why?
He didn't, you know, he screwed the pooch on this. I'm a Trump supporter, but he could have made it a lot better for everybody, and we need to do something about Iran. There's no doubt about that. That's just growing evil. But why put the American people through this?
Right. It's yeah. He's killing us.
So,
I know.
You guys have a good day. I'll listen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, bye. So he's right, like what he's putting the American people through. So the gas prices. So you guys are talking about, you know, the gas prices at the pump affect you so much, so the gas prices at the airports affect me so much. And that is a huge increase from 20. I mean, I was on Spirit, and Spirit went bankrupt. Maybe I'm partly why Spirit went bankrupt. I mean,
$28 to go from Portland
before,
to Vegas?
Before, I told you, if I told you the way this all happened, you would not even believe me. But before I bought the restaurant in Lake Havasu, I went to the airlines, and I told them I'm not Applebee's yet. I don't have that kind of money. How can I do this? How can I go from Portland to Havasu every single week? And I have to. They'll steal from me in both places, and I have to put everything in. I have to protect everything and run everything. It's just, I have to be their hands-on. And the airlines made a deal with me. They had a deal, $150 for the year, and you can join our $9 club, and all of your flights are $9. But it was only between Portland and Vegas.
Nice.
And they honored that deal for 7 years. I did for 7 years. That's how I was able to go back and forth every single week for 7 years. But then Spirit went bankrupt, and so then, which had nothing to do with Iran, I don't think, but it did have to do with the government getting involved and not allowing them to merger with JetBlue. So that's a whole different story. But they went out, and now my flights are about $150 one way, and I was paying $25 one way or $23 one way. So a significant increase for me since August, and that price went all the way through the Biden administration and Trump the first time. And I didn't have the problem with the jet fuel prices as we do now. Or at least, I don't know if it's all politics or why the airline tickets are so much more now than they were 6 months ago.
So what if we used AI for you to be able to monitor your place?
Before we get into our other subject, we do have a second subject. Before we get into that and take a break, we do have a question for Bonnie still regarding Iran. So are you for a treaty with Iran?
I'm for whatever compromise works best for the people of the world, period.
All right. So we are going to take a break before we transition into our next subject here. Stay tuned to Common Ground on KNTR Talk. And remember, if you have questions or comments, text or call us in. Text 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687.
Going to talk about AI?
Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist Bloc. Roy Cohn, one for Ron, Tuscanini, Dacron, Gengen, Goofballs, rock around the clock. Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn, gotta win.
Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. We'd like to thank the last of our sponsors for making this show possible to bring to you, starting with Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Parker's Collision Center, locally world famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker's Collision Center at 10479 Brackman Road, Mojave Valley.
Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They'll handle it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingman to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard North in Havasu. And our newest sponsor, Bullhead Vape Shop. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just clean, high-quality vapes and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations, just before Needles in Mojave Valley and just north of Camp Mojave Road off the 95 in Fort Mojave. All right, back to you guys.
All right, we are going to switch gears here and start talking about these data centers that are popping up across the nation and the controversy that is behind it because of the amount of power that they use, the amount of water that they use, and also specifically there's one in Utah that's really, really big that's going in the Stratos data center, and the people there don't want it there. And the people there said, no, we don't want this. But the county supervisors or commissioners, they said, okay, because they have to go to them first to get the approval to build it.
What section of Utah is this in?
I know it's by the Great Salt Lake. I'm not exactly sure. I did not look exactly the city up, which city it is, but it is a significant. I mean, it is a chunk of land. It's massive. I did look up, though, who wants these data centers? Who's benefiting from them, and who's paying for them? Like, why?
Google?
Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Google Cloud, Meta, Apple, Oracle, and this one surprised me of who the investors were. BlackRock, Microsoft, XAI.
Okay, so then we want to determine what the problem is.
The problem it would be taking the power and the water from the people.
Because to run these computers, they're basically having to run the equivalent of a whole city.
The cooling
with the power
is the problem.
Then, as you turn on, and those of us that live here in the desert, and this may be a very good reason to not have them here in Mojave County, and yet, one of the hotspots for having these computer centers is Maricopa County.
Yes.
And it's hot.
It is.
And the problem is, you know, we all know, and living here in the desert, it affects us more, that you don't want your computer to overheat, right?
I have a fan on mine.
You put a fan on it, and you use your air conditioning. Well, we're already 15, 20 degrees hotter on a regular basis. And so is Maricopa County over there. You would be better off putting them in the north, unless you do something that I fear even saying this out loud. There's a way to get cooling. And what you do, and there's a guy a couple of blocks south of me who lives on the river in Bullhead City. And rather than using a standard air conditioner, because he's on the river, he put his coils under his dock. The water is cold. It cools. It sends it back into the house. The fans blow over the coils in the house, and boom, you essentially have air conditioning for the price of a fan because the water is cold. So if we used the water in the river to chill it, you could do that without using electric power. The problem is then we're out.
Are you dumping hot water back in the river, though?
No.
All right, hang on. We do have a caller on the line. All right, caller, you're live on Common Ground.
Hello. You're talking about where the data center?
Yes.
I think it's in northwest Utah. Brigham City is the closest one there, I think.
Okay.
So that it says it's going to take a long time to build.
Yes, because it's massive. It's like 5 miles long.
What?
Yeah. No, it's massive. And it will consume more power than the entire state of Utah.
Yeah.
And more water.
Oh, right.
It's a big deal. And the people that live there don't want it there. But the powers that be are putting it there.
Yeah.
Some of the water being used is like water in cooling towers. If you visit Laughlin out back, you look at some of the casinos, and out a ways from them you'll see these big cooling towers, and essentially they run kind of like giant swamp coolers, and they're pumping water out there, and it's running over the coils to cool. They got a big fan inside blowing it.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. When what I was kind of mentioning, where if you put the coils out in the water where it's cold, all that happens without using any additional electricity. And that is one plan where some places where they want to do these things that they're doing. However, this ruins your natural ambiance of getting out here and enjoying the lake out in nature.
Right. The environmental impact is not good.
The environmental ambiance. And I think there's a difference there.
All right. Did you have any additional comments, caller?
Well, I have a friend that lives up there. He probably won't live to see that built, but his kids and grandkids will, and affect them. But that's about it.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Donna.
And you guys can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR. Curious what your thoughts are about this. The economic growth and impact is why, you know, like that's the fight for it. You have another text?
We have a text. All right. This one says, quantum computing replacement is on the way, and it will use only 5% of the current power consumption. It's currently in the works to be the replacement to current AI centers. They require a ton less cooling. AI computing is not going anywhere. All right, so looks like they're
interesting.
Already working on a solution.
Well, that's
good.
That's good because of these 5-mile-long buildings and
right. And
taking all that, using all the power and
right. Water
is a little...
It's a lot.
That's kind of ridiculous.
I know AI is never going to go away, but I would love to see less of it. Like, you can't even make a simple Google search without getting the AI overview.
Right. And can't we... haven't we actually been using AI for a while? I mean, isn't Siri AI?
Yeah, technically it
right? Is,
but it's like...
Well, she's like the OG, the goat, right?
Yeah, the goat.
The goat. She is the OG. And Alexa, she's right up there, too.
Yeah, Alexa's
right?
also an AI.
No, Alexa's not AI?
Oh, Alexa is AI. She's just not the goat.
She's not?
No,
is Siri?
Yesterday, for the fun of it, I asked Alexa to give me positive information about...
Data centers?
Data centers. And so she started giving me all the positives.
Oh, what are they?
I forget them all. But the funny thing... No, this is where it got really fun. I asked her, okay, give me the negatives. I can't help you with that.
Oh.
Wait, what?
So who programmed Alexa?
She's protecting her own
car. Her own self.
Alexa's become a lot more sentient.
See, that's
recently also.
Didn't we? Wasn't there a movie about this
once? Yeah,
and
1984.
Yeah.
It was all about the AI.
And this gets into a real thing when they start talking about the... Basically, you're going to have this great big building. It's an environment within the building. They have to keep that whole building cool. They have this row of computers. This is the cool room. Right next door, we have the hot room. We want to take the cool. We send it into the hot room, okay? And then we expel it outside, which could make your neighborhood hotter. And we are hot enough here. Maricopa County is hot enough. I feel, am I going out on a limb? But, and I think my take, I think I'm landing, if it's going to happen, we're going to have to do it somewhere. Up north in cooler climates is probably the better way
to
go.
Well, then that happened in Colorado. They, at one of their centers, the solar panels all got covered with snow, and then they couldn't get the sunshine, and so it shut down the power. And that was not a good idea.
And these things have to have power.
We do have to go to one more break, but first, I actually got a text. So AI just makes things easier. Just like when Google itself made things easier in the late 90s, it will be a part of everyday life, and it is inevitable. Would you like to go back to the Dewey Decimal System?
The Dewey Decimal System?
Dewey Decimal System.
Yes.
Oh, typo. Okay, hang on. Here's
but
my stand.
Is that destroying the family unit?
No, hang on.
Because you don't ask dad anymore.
Here's, well, yeah, that's
unless
too.
You're Amish.
Well,
right.
I do like certain aspects of the technology. It does make life easier. But with this ever-growing AI, it's taking away from so much just everyday life. Like, especially myself as an artist, AI is taking over all the creative fields. It's taking over the fields that, you know, like, we enjoy. And there's just, like, no human creativity or, like, nothing comes from us anymore. We're too reliant on technology. That's
and Marissa,
my
the
view
type,
on it.
The type of artist you are is a musician.
Well, no, no, no. I do... I do physical art as well.
Okay.
So, and AI is taking over all those aspects. And so that's my view on it. I just think there needs to be less.
Yeah. More Amish.
Yeah.
More Amish.
More Amish.
All right. We do have to take our last break of the hour. And
all
we'll
right.
come back.
We'll be right back on Common Ground. 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free.
Back on Common Ground on 106.7, 5 and 3, The Voice of the Free. This is an interesting song. I believe he actually made it, sang by a computer.
Oh. Is that our Today in Music History?
No. I just thought this one was interesting. I actually didn't get a Today in Music History.
I'll,
so while
I'll
you
let
guys,
you look that up.
So while you guys wrap up, I'll look that up.
Okay. So I did look up how large the data center in Utah that I've been talking about is, and it's in Box Elder County, Utah. The land area is approximately 40,000 acres, or 62 square miles. This is spread across three main sites in the valley, and it's mostly on private land with some overlap into military or state property. It's roughly twice the size of Manhattan, the building in Utah. Twice the size of Manhattan. The power capacity is up to 9 gigawatts at full build-out, which is more than double Utah's current total electricity consumption. So the power will be generated on-site via natural gas, tapping the Ruby pipeline, making it largely off-grid, which is good. Here's not good. Thermal heat output. The project would generate significant waste heat, which estimates up to 16 GW, which is gigawatts thermal load, equivalent to the heat from dozens of atomic bombs daily, rising concerns about the local heat index effect. You know, all the global warming people out there,
gigawatts.
Where are you guys? Because this cost is also projected at around $100 billion with a B dollars. And this is just the one building in Utah. I can't stop thinking about what that caller said about the quantum thing, though. Do you remember how, like, in the 70s and you guys had the computers that took up the whole room? And now there's a computer that's the size of my iPhone here. Giving me those vibes. Like, are we building this massive, huge, you know, ridiculously huge thing that we don't need to be?
And here, let me, and I love the point that you made, Bonnie, about the talking to Siri about tell me bad things about it.
Alexa,
and it won't.
It didn't.
Okay.
Ask.
Well, these things, these buildings we're talking about, these computer centers, they start making their own decisions, and they have their own power sources, whether they're solar or wind, and then they have backup generators because they can't have the power go out. If the power goes out in them, then all of a sudden our computers don't work. Last night, again, there's a lot of construction going on up in Bullhead City. I was without internet and Wi-Fi for pretty much all night, you know, and researching this stuff wasn't possible.
How
all of a sudden
survive?
We're crippled. Right. How did you survive? Well, you know what I did? I grabbed my book on Jimmy Carter and started reading it.
Nice.
Well, continuing to read it.
All right.
But, yeah, we need books.
I was curious, so I asked my AI on my phone, which is Bigsby, and she did actually give me the bad parts of data centers.
Nice. Oh. I watched a Matt Walsh video this morning a little bit about some data centers, and just one of the negative things that I did get to hear on the video that he discusses is the fact that Liberty Utilities in Nevada, which supplies power to 50,000 residents on the California side of Lake Tahoe, after May 20 of 2027, they will be cutting off electricity, supplying electricity to those residents.
That. So the people in Nevada, the AI, so to summarize that, the AI data center is coming in, and I'm going to use all their power, and the people are going to have to, the power company is going to have to either figure out how to supply enough power for all of them, or the people are going to have to get a different power
source. Our common ground is? I think more, but okay.
This is a hard one.
We need to do some of our own, but in northern cooler climates, like northern Arizona would be better than southern Arizona,
right.
Because
or
the heat's a deal.
Not western.
Yeah.
We don't have a sim.
Yeah, because for all intents and purposes, even the northern part of western Arizona is more like the southern part.
Yes.
It's not cool, but yeah.
Common ground being that we're all...
Marissa
all right.
says, that's it, gang. Thanks all for right. joining us on Common Ground. KNTR, the voice of the free.
106.7.
We'll see you next week.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.